They watched as the stranger approached. She balanced a basket on her head the way they had in the old country. They could tell from the way the woman's skirt moved the fabric was a good one. But what was most striking about her was the bush of red hair that sprayed out from beneath the basket like a mane. None of them had ever seen hair so red on a colored woman. Renee, the oldest of the group, spoke first. "You staying at Tawawa?" "Yeah." The red-headed woman took a careful survey of the group. Two of the women looked to be about her age. The oldest of them, the one questioning her, had yellowed, rheumy eyes that still maintained a sharpness. The men, twins and a third one with a flickering cheek, looked well-fed and healthy. "Mei Wu."
"What?"
said the old woman. "That be my name, Mei Wu." "I ain't never heard a name like that," Lizzie said. "How do you spell it?" Lizzie was proud of the fact that she could spell. Mei Wu did not answer. She pulled at her left earring. The slaves examined the red-headed woman as if she had just dropped from another world.